We're talking Wisconsin basketball, though, right now. We are joined by the head basketball coach at Wisconsin, fourth season as Badgers head coach. He was the 2016 National Coach of the Year, led the Badgers to a pair of Sweet 16s. Wisconsin is 9-2. They're 2-0 in conference. They're number 16 in the AP poll, and they are hosting Grambling on Saturday. Greg Gard is my guest. Greg, it's great to have you back. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, Jim. How about you?
Really, really well. Thanks so much. Listen, you beat Savannah State Thursday in a game where Brad Davison broke out of a bit of a scoring slump. He had 24 points. What did you make of the game that you got from him? And more importantly, what do you make of how he's dealt with the challenges so far this season?
Well, I think the biggest thing is you understand as an athlete that there's going to be ups and downs. And Brad, being as competitive as he is, he never has rarely experienced failure in terms of struggling through parts of a season, whether it's when he was a football player in high school, he was a really good one at that, obviously as a basketball player. So it's a learning experience that he's gone through and, you know, most players go through, that you're going to hit some highs and you're going to enjoy those and you're going to have to deal with some lows as well. And just stay the course, trust your preparation, trust how you operate every day, and eventually you're going to work your way out of it, not get consumed emotionally with whether the ball goes in for you or not. Try to impact the bottom line of the success of your team in other ways, and he's been able to do that. And the offense usually finds that person when they don't really attach themselves emotionally to their jumper, so to speak. So he's done a good job of staying the course. Obviously, made some shots, that helps. But I think our group is, you know, we're a work in progress. We're getting better. We've got to continue to get better. We're in the midst of finals right now, so they're consumed with that. But I like where we're at because I see a lot of potential in terms of how we can grow from here.
We're talking to Greg Gard. I was going to ask you what you think about where you're at. For instance, you're 9-2, but you made the point that pretty much everybody in that locker room thinks that you should be 11-0. So one-third of the way through the season, how would you describe the identity and the mentality of this particular group?
Well, I think they've done a terrific job of taking the experiences we went through last year, and obviously we had to deal with a lot of adversity with youth and injuries and then not having the success we're accustomed to here, and using that as a catapult into the off season and also into the start of the season so far this year. This group has a maturity level about them, obviously they've benefited from the experiences that they've went through before, but we're healthier, we're another year older in terms of our core group, and obviously we got a terrific player in Ethan Happ leading the way for us, but we have a lot of other complementary players around him that have grown, that have stepped into new roles, that have matured. So, but I think we can get so much better on both ends of the floor, and we've been pretty good on both ends. But I think we're still, especially our younger guys are learning how they can impact games. As I mentioned with Brad, you know, not when the ball doesn't go in, how can you still impact the game? And we have guys that are starting to see some of those things and are becoming more and more comfortable.
We're talking to Greg Gard. He is the head basketball coach at Wisconsin. You know, you mentioned the injuries. There were a lot of injuries. I get that's part of the game, but you had a lot of injuries, and as a result, you get a lot of young guys playing a lot of minutes. As a team, you are healthier right now, which is great, but how about that experience that the young guys got last year? How much has that paid off this year?
Well, it was big because it obviously puts you in situations where they have to play a year ago where maybe they're not ready for the volume of minutes they were going to get. And we had to go through some growing pains. It wasn't all positive experiences. So I think by taking that and getting a taste of that, that gave them a true life experience of what life was like here at this level as a college basketball player. And it helped them have a better mentality of how they have to prepare in the off season and an expedited maturity, so to speak. So, you know, they've taken advantage of it. They've kind of grabbed it and ran with it. You know, and I like I said before, like I like the direction and the maturity level, the mentality this group has, because they know there's a hunger, there's a chip on their shoulders, so to speak, that they've got a lot to prove, and so far they've done a pretty good job of taking steps forward to be a good team.
We were talking Wisconsin basketball, Greg Gard, my guest. You mentioned Ethan Happ. Now, he was really good as a freshman, even better as a sophomore, and then again as a junior. But as a senior, he's averaging 19 points, 11 rebounds, and 5 assists, nearly 2 blocks per game. He's shooting 60% from the field. How much has his game improved in his time in Madison?
Well, it's come, you know, and he's improved a lot on the floor, Jim, but I think what I've been most impressed with, and as a coach, you always want to see players go through this and grow this way, or people grow this way, how he's matured and grown off the floor. is probably as much, if not more, than what he's done on the floor. And obviously he's added layers to his game and improvement to his game every single year. But his maturity level, his leadership role has obviously grown, and he's accepted that now, and he's more comfortable with that. He's more engaged with his teammates. And obviously it helps when you have more maturity and experience around you. It takes some of the pressure off him of maybe it was placed on him every single possession a year ago. Now he's got people around him that can score, people around him that can help out in different ways. So it's taken, like I said, some of the weight off his shoulders. But I've just noticed his maturation as a person and as a leader and as a communicator over the course of even as a student. He's turned into a terrific student now that's in grad school working on his master's. So, like I said, he's taken the steps you'd want people to take. It's why you do this as a coach, to watch somebody evolve through their career and be a better person, a better student, obviously a better player. But he's really elevated all parts of his personality, parts of his academic world. Everything has grown along with him being a great player.
You know, it's really high praise. He's very unique. He's very different. And the fact is, he could have gone to the NBA after last season. So as a head coach, how did you approach your role in that decision-making process? How did you go about supporting him?
Be very open with communication. You know, I felt it was with the rules how they are now, where they can go and do, you can work out for teams and go through that process and submit your name early. As long as you don't hire an agent, you can come back. Really, I felt he should go do that. He contemplated doing it between his sophomore and junior year, but then decided to wait because you can only do it, you know, one time. So he decided to hold it and wait for that between that junior and senior year. And I felt I encouraged it. I thought it was good for him. I think it was win-win all the way around. We've had other players do it, and I think you know, we'll have players in the future take advantage of that as well. But I felt he really approached it the right way, that you go all in, you're going to try to make it, and you're going to try to, you know, find that one team that wants to draft you. And when it doesn't work that way, you take the feedback, you listen, you try to encompass some of those things that they're talking about to improve your game, but then bring all those experiences back to our locker room and share those with our younger guys and help make your experiences that you got with the eight teams you worked out with and all the training you went through, bring that back to our guys and share some of that. And that's been good for him in terms of giving him an area to lead in, an area to talk about, you know, future plans. But also it's been great for our team because you bring an experienced player back that has been very engaged with his younger teammates, which is the advancement we needed to see. And the same things that he needs to work on for that level, or what's going to be next for his career, are the same things that was going to make us, or are going to make us, the best team we could be. And he's in the process of constantly trying to improve. I mean, we've had all of our best players here. Obviously, it's no secret, have spent a lot of time in the gym, a lot of time on their own, and he's right at the top of the list in terms of hours or number of times he punches the clock, so to speak, of working out on his own. He really commits to it, and it's shown in terms of the type of player he's become.
Wisconsin basketball coach Greg Gard, my guest. Before I let you go, you're 9-2, you're 2-0, you're 60 in the AP poll. You know, last month you faced a pair of ranked teams in Virginia and Iowa, and a total of 6 power conference teams as well. I mean, that's not exactly easing your way into the season. There are not too many other programs who have gone through that. So what did you guys show you in the way they handled that challenge?
Well, it tested us right off the bat, and I think it prepared us for what was going to come. You know, we had had others before that. We played at Xavier. We had Stanford and Oklahoma. You mentioned Virginia. We had those three in the Bahamas. So I think it forced us to figure some things out and mature faster than maybe normal, of what you would go through a normal schedule as you kind of ease into it and hit some more BCS-level games or Power 5 games in mid or late December. We had to jump into it right away, second game of the year. So it forced us to, you know, have a mature approach about it. I think it's been great for us. I mean, maybe when I looked at it in October or September, maybe not how you would exactly draw it up, but I think it's really helped us in terms of getting out of the gate quick. It's forced some maturation, even more so than what had already occurred, and it's tested us, and they've taken it as a challenge. You know, we've played a lot of road games already, and we've got more coming yet here in the non-conference. So, you know, when we get back into the meat of the Big Ten season after the first year, and we work our way through that, by the time we hit you know, February, March, we're going to be very well tested and really have you know, have a lot of things in place in terms of experiences that we've had both here at home and on the road against really good teams. And I think that can only help you when you play really good competition.
He was the 2016 National Coach of the Year. Next up for Wisconsin, Grambling, coming up on Saturday, noon Eastern. Greg Gard is the head coach there. Greg, appreciate it very much. Really nice to have you back on the show. Thanks for doing that.
Hey, you bet. Thanks for having me on, Jim.
You know it. Great talking to you, Coach. Greg Gard joining us.